Taxes are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
I thought we played well. The guys played well. We threw a lot of different personnel at them, threw a lot of different tempos at them, ran the ball. I don't think we threw the ball as effectively as we wanted to. I saw a lot of cover one and two man, so we're going to have some matchup problems at time to time. We're going to have some batted balls and things of that nature. So overall, those guys fought hard. I'm proud of the offense, proud of the offensive line. I thought Matt Forte played a heck of a game. Marty, Alshon came in there and played hard. So a lot of things to improve on. A lot of positives, though, as well.
Yeah,
I think the sky's the limit for him. He does so many things so well. He runs between the tackles. He runs outside the tackles. He catches the ball in space. He can block. It's just going to be up to us and the coaching staff to keep him fresh, not overdo him, make sure we're giving him some spells from time to time. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a breakdown. He was backside. We started front side in the read. Marty popped, and he's a good player. He kind of just floated in there. As soon as I let it go, I knew we were in trouble. So it was a good play by him. I thought he played well. I mean, we'll look at the film, and we'll take a look at that. But for having 1 week at right tackle, I thought he did excellent. Vlad stepped in there at guard, did a great job. I think offensive line is one of the strengths of this team, with Monty in there and the left side being pretty solid. Those guys on the right are only going to get better and better.
Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler after their defeat against the dreaded Green Bay Packers. Welcome to the Chicago Bears beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, well, we both predicted that this would be the time for the Bears to beat the Packers, first game of the season, and we really felt pretty good most of the game.
Yeah, very good. The offense was very controlled. Cutler played good. It's just that one mistake. But that wasn't just Cutler.
No.
But overall, Cutler played very good.
I thought he played excellent. I thought the offensive scheme that Adam Gase had going for the Bears, I liked it. I mean, I felt somewhat, it was an interesting game. It was a fun game to watch. It was not like we were waiting for it just to end for six touchdowns, a six touchdown lead from somebody. Yeah. So that was really exciting there.
The Bears, you could just tell their confidence on the field was higher than last year. They were resilient. After they got down, after some field goals and stuff, they weren't thinking, oh, this game is over. They fought back. After Cutler threw that pick, he marched them down the field and scored a touchdown. They showed resiliency, and I really like that. Fox is going to bring some mental toughness to the team that we didn't have.
Oh, I think so. But Matt Forte, boy, he had nice run out there.
Forte did good for the team.
It was really good.
He did good for the team. He did good for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
But I would like to see a little more Jeremy Langford in there.
Jeremy Langford, well, he needed a little, but he went to get the ball once and he had a no gain,
yeah.
I think it was. So how could you not give Matt the ball? They were really cruising. I was excited at the beginning on the defense even. They held Aaron to a 3-and-out. But that was short-lived.
Yeah, that was one of the very few 3-and-outs. That's what killed our defense. We couldn't get off the field on third downs.
Third downs, Aaron Rodgers destroyed us.
I mean,
if it was 3rd and 10, we looked at each other, well, he'll get that.
Yeah.
And the next time they held him to a 3-and-out was when we gave up the ball on downs at the goal line.
Yeah.
Which, that's been controversial.
Yeah.
I got to give Gase the benefit of the doubt. He felt that our best method to score at that point was with the pass, but we'll see.
But on the defense, let's break this down a little. Overall, how do you think the defensive line did?
The defensive line, I thought they did okay because, man, they were so close to getting their hands on Aaron. They were just a step away. And if you're only a step away from Aaron Rodgers, really – you might as well be, you know, 25 feet because he was able to shift around, shovel passes. He did at least four or five shovels.
The little flip passes just aggravated me so much because you'd be so close to him, you just see him flip out a little. And Eddie Lacy caught that one-handed foot pass, and that was just, oh.
It was Richard Rodgers. That was his main main way of getting passes yesterday. But it's so close to getting Aaron down so many times. So I have to give him they just got to take that next step up. Now, I think everybody's down on Jared Allen, and you can't be real excited about his play yesterday.
Yeah, he did not show good. He did not do good. Run game, he was okay. Pass rush, he didn't get much. Pernell McPhee was okay. His run game defense was good, but his pass rushing wasn't. Yeah. It was so-so.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, for him to be the big free agent, he didn't make a big splash against the Packers yesterday at all.
But I'm confident he'll get it going during the season.
I mean, he's got the mentality, I think, that John Fox wants for the game. The game itself, though, I mean, we went to the halftime. We were ahead 13-10, which was awesome. We were excited. I knew it was a little shaky, though, with they're going to get the ball first.
Yeah, that was... We knew what coming out of the half, they would do something, and they did.
But it didn't help us. Our special teams coverage team, not good.
They were awful.
Awful. I mean, it's terrible. Robbie Gould, he kicked a lot of field goals. But, you know, when we're kicking field goals and they're scoring touchdowns, it's almost impossible to win. But kickoffs, what happened? He can't get it in the end zone. They were getting many... beautiful run backs from the kickoff, so that really did hurt us.
When you look at the stat sheet, Rodgers threw for only 189 yards. You look at that, and you'd be like, the Bears probably won if Rodgers only threw for 189 yards. But he didn't have the chance to throw for that many yards because he was starting on the 30 or the 40-yard line almost every possession.
Yeah, he had a nice short field most of the time. Jay had some nice... he orchestrated some nice long runs. I liked the... You know, their no huddle wasn't what you call a quick tempo, but everybody was huddled up. He was able to look around on the field, and I think he had some play calling. I mean, I think he was involved in that play calling for some of those drives.
It was letting Jay be more of a leader in the offense. He was already a leader, but just seeing him go up there and read the defense and putting the guys where he wanted them, I really like seeing that because that shows he's improving reading defenses and stuff. And he put a mistake-free game except for one point.
He did. He really did. And, you know, that pickoff, you know, if you're really, truly watching, I was mad. We were all mad.
Yeah, we were all mad.
We were excited with it. We're going to tie this game. And that came, I was mad.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you got to think about it, watch it over. And Jay even said he knew there was an issue as soon as he left the ball. But listening to other prognosticators around today, they all said that if Clay Matthews basically left his coverage that he was designed from Dom Capers to cover, and he gambled, that gamble paid off. But now let's just say that Martellus would have got that ball and made a first down. I think when they watched film in Green Bay after this game, he would have got a big X. You should not have left your spot.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
If he hadn't got the big play.
He would have got a stern talking to.
Yes, he would. He'd have got a talking to. And so I think we're going to have to listen just a little bit to what John Fox said about the whole game.
I thought we had a great plan against what they did defensively. I thought our offensive coaches did a tremendous job. And I think, you know, maybe other than a couple red area stops that I thought were pretty much the difference in the game as far as in comparison. You know, without looking at the tape and evaluating the execution, I mean, you know, Green Bay's a pretty good football team. You know, we were going to have to be near flawless to beat them, and we didn't quite reach that. But I think there was a lot of positive things that we'll be able to build on as a football team moving forward as we get ready for Arizona.
Well, you know, John said it best there. You know, you don't get any points for losing the game, but I seen some positives. I did because, I mean, we suffered through last year's season, which was
abysmal.
It was one tough season. So I think you know, we'll have to wait and see.
But and watching the player interviews, the reporters were all saying progress, and the players were not happy with the progress. They were happy with it, but there was like, let's not settle for this. We got to get better. We got to use this as a building block. They were angry they lost. Last year, it didn't seem angry when they lost. They didn't.
I liked what Matt Forte today, he was saying, you know, what he really loved about the team is that even though they were down by basically a couple scores,
yeah,
you know, after that point.
Two touchdowns.
He said, well, people on the sideline didn't have that stupid look on their face.
I read that too.
And I wonder if he was referring to, like, the former coach of the Chicago Bears.
I think he was.
I think he was, too. A couple new positions, which really, to some, it seemed like a surprise, but it really wasn't a surprise. Kyle Long playing right tackle, and Vlade Dukas at guard. A couple tough penalties Dukas gave us. I think Matt Slauson gave us a tough penalty. So we had like three or four penalties that were killers. But now Kyle Long, he held his own, but a couple plays. He got pancaked once by Julius Peppers.
He got burned a couple of plays, but it was his first week playing right tackle. Overall, for his first week, jumping into it with not playing in the preseason or training camp, or he played it once in training camp, I would give him a solid B+.
Yeah, I'd give him a good grade on that, too. I'd give Jay about a B+ yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I'd give him a B+. I just seen a little bit of leisure. He looks like a different guy out there this season, don't you think?
Yeah, he does. But one thing, I went back and watched the game a little today. The cornerbacks.
Oh, bad.
At first, I thought it was good coverage, but they got burnt.
That Allen Ball, horrible. James Jones. I mean, how long has he been with the Packers again? A week?
Two weeks, I think. Yeah, and Allen Ball just got burnt that whole game. Kyle Fuller had a stupid 34-yard pass interference penalty. You can't have that.
No, you can't.
McManus got burned for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Our cornerbacks are very weak.
Weak. They got definitely some improvement needs to be done. Adrian Amos, he did good.
Yeah.
I mean, for a rookie guy, first game against the biggest rival in the NFL, the Packers, I have to say I'm pleased. Roll. The jury's still out. He had a couple nice plays, but I think he got burned a couple times himself.
He needs work on his tackling, because a couple times I saw him just go in there with his shoulder and just try to level Eddie Lacy. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do that with Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy, you have to game tackle him.
And our Shane McClellan, he had the most tackles, but a lot of people were not happy. The play that stands out in my mind is when he tried to tackle Eddie Lacy, and Eddie basically carried him for 10 yards.
Yeah.
Finally, he tripped on Che's feet, and then they fell over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we hope some good things still become of that situation. Oh, hey, injury report from yesterday. What do we got? Cornelius Washington's
That's it.
And he's on IR.
Yeah. So they re-signed Sam Acho,
which I'm glad to see that, you know, linebacker help there. The Bears themselves, though, they came out pretty good. Now, the Packers, they had some injuries.
Yeah.
Two inside linebackers got hurt.
Yeah, one left the game with a concussion, I think.
Right. So I think we came out fairly good. Alshon Jeffrey wasn't a big game for him, and he was on what they call
like a pitch count.
A pitch count. So.
But he came in at 5 catches and 78 yards with some big catches.
He had a couple of nice catches.
With the struggling through a calf injury, I'm happy with his performance.
Yeah, yeah, and Matt Forte, even as great as he was to yesterday, he had a couple biffs himself.
1 yard line, caught that easy pass. It was a gimme touchdown.
Well, he didn't catch it.
Oh, he dropped it, yeah.
Yeah, he dropped it, yeah.
It was a gimme touchdown.
It would have been a touchdown, but he redeemed. He ran it in on a play or two later. So a lot of things. I felt excited. It felt good.
And I want to mention, let's talk about that goal line thing where they passed. And a lot of people think they should have ran. The Packers were putting 8 or 9 people in the box, which I can understand why they would want to pass with the tall receivers they got. Don't you think?
I think Martellus Bennett might have been a nice guy to have on that
big
situation.
Tight end. That's one of the perfect spots for a tight end.
And I think I don't think they used him enough yesterday. They didn't really, really utilize him to maybe later in the game.
But I would go back and run Forte on that, but hindsight's always 20/20.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I think, you know, like I said before, I'm going to give Adam Gase the benefit of the doubt when it comes to that because, I mean, hey, it was nice just watching a Bears-Packers game that, like I said, you know, it was fun to watch till the end.
It gave you that confidence of this team is not a 3-13 season.
I wasn't ready to go out in the yard and start working or doing something to leave it there. So, we'll have to take it for what it is. We never, nobody other than me and you predicted the Bears to win.
Yeah.
On Sunday, or Mike Ditka.
Yeah, Mike Ditka.
He always picks the Bears to win on that game day Sunday on the ESPN there. So, but we're right along with the coach on that one there. So the Bears signed Samacho. Really no injuries to speak of. Our next foe, we're going to have an in-depth talk about our next foe, the
Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, and what happened to them?
I think they beat the Saints. They beat the Saints,
they,
I think.
They beat the Saints, yeah.
I'm going to talk just like about two games. The Lions choked bad yesterday.
Oh, our favorite buddies, the Lions.
They were up 28-3, and they allowed 30 straight points for the Chargers. That's... I'm glad they did it, but
that just sounds like a Lions team, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah.
That just sure does. And the Giants, Eli Manning telling Rashad Jennings not to score, and then had kicked a field goal, and Romo marched down the field and scored the game-winning touchdown with 7 seconds left.
That hurt, but now what also hurt Dallas, though?
Dez Bryant,
boy, that's a killer, isn't
it? Yeah, it's going to hurt my fantasy team, too, but...
We had our first fantasy football weekend also. We had our matchups in the... I played the Bipolar Bears. I think I beat them because they have nobody playing tonight, so I think I won that game. You're playing our friend Richard.
Yeah, and he beat me.
He beat you?
He's going... Yeah, he has two people playing tonight, which the game hasn't started.
Yeah.
And he has AP and Carlos Hyde. He's going
to
beat me.
So, yeah, our fun first
Pops
week...
Pops out to him.
Yeah, so... It's our fun first week of our fantasy football. Hey, by the way, now we're going to be doing our podcast. We like to do a review show. Sometimes we'll get them on the air on a Sunday night. Usually our pregame shows are going to be done normally on a Thursday. You can always check us out, though, on Podomatic and iTunes.
5-star review.
And we also...
Stitcher.
Stitcher and TuneIn Radio.
Yep.
So there's quite a few different ways. Did I forget one or anything?
You can contact us at chicagobearsb@gmail.com.
Right. Follow Caveman at Caveman Bailey. You can follow the podcast itself.
I tweeted some during the game.
Caveman's going to be doing some tweeting during the Paul games. He's good at that. My fingers aren't quite as fast and as nimble as his are. So remember, at Caveman Bailey. You can follow me at Da Bailey's, D-A-Bailey's, or the podcast itself. At Bears Beat Pod. So those are some things. Oh, don't forget to like us on Facebook. That is our Chicago Bears Beat Facebook page. When we post one of our podcasts, boy, it'd be great and it'd be fantastic. Share that podcast. Like the podcast. Yeah. It just helps more and more people get involved with the Chicago Bears Beat.
And just a little note, when we're tweeting, sometimes you watch the game recorded like an hour later, so yeah. It might be a little off in your times.
Yeah, but yesterday it was live, so we're going to try to watch them as live as much as we can. We'll see what happens with that, because, you know, all of us have busy lives, have things we're doing. Some people are working on a Sunday. Our friend Julian, I think from Scotland, is watching the game. I'm sure he's probably watching it at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Or midnight or something.
That's a dedicated Bears fan.
That's a dedicated, yes, it is. So, forecasts on the Bears season, I'm still feeling semi-optimistic. I don't see us getting the number one pick overall.
This team is not a 3-13 team we saw yesterday.
I think all we can see is improvement for the rest of the season. Fox is not going to stay there and say, oh, that's good enough. I can see a lot of roster moves happening in that last 7 or 8 spots throughout the season. I think you'll see a lot of fluctuations going on with that. I see good future ahead for the Bears.
I'm optimistic for the season. I'm just glad to be able to watch a game for the whole entirety. Not have to stop it halfway through for just a terrible blowout. And one thing I didn't mention this, Mark Trestman last year in the sidelines didn't show any emotion.
No.
You saw John Fox getting out there at the players and like
yes.
And at the ref. The ref was getting it from both ways.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers on one ear and then John Fox on the other. So
I love the energy he brought.
He definitely brought energy. The whole team, I mean, and Fangio, I mean, he doesn't have the players he had in San Francisco.
No.
But I think he's going to make the most of, and that's another area. Jay Ratliff, when he comes back.
That's going to be a big boost.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a big boost for the Bears.
Eddie Goldman played good.
He played all right. Yeah. And Will Sutton, I mean, those guys, we had three young guys on that front. You know,
Eagle Ferguson and Eddie Goldman were starting.
Yeah, I mean, so... I think, the future looks a little bit brighter. Even our man Willie Young got in.
Yeah.
He had an offsides penalty.
Yeah.
But at least he got in, got some action. Like, again, we were surprised he even made the team. So, I kind of hope he sticks around. I mean, he can, you know, like he couldn't do much worse than Jared basically did yesterday. But Jared's got to give him a little bit of, he's learning a totally new position.
Give him 4 weeks. That's what I'd say. Give him till the 4th week. And if he's still playing like this, then I would get some doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And they can't hardly release him. It's guaranteed big money on that. So, I guess that's going to about do it for this week's podcast. Just remember that share us if you can. Like the podcast on Podomatic and on Facebook. And, you know, Studio 34 will be back up and running again on Thursday for our pregame edition against the Arizona Falcons. So,
Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. How'd I say that? I don't even know. But until then, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. I'm